Blog Talk Radio.
I'll go anywhere. I have a pot pie.
You have something in the house.
I have something for myself because you said you were
right.
Not going, but I would just assume go because I have to, you know.
Well, I'll
need soda and stuff.
Yeah, I thought I had enough for smoothie and everything, but it turned out not much.
So we'll go out. I don't care. I'm good. So what do you want to do? I'm
hungry
now, so.
Yeah.
Just
I have a 4:00 anyway.
Okay. So that's all you can do then.
Well, I don't. What time is it now? I told you I don't.
That means that somebody, no one can call us.
Here, this is yours. You might call your number.
Hello, this is Adrian Berg, and we're about to discuss that section of our book, The Retirement Income Explosion, that asks you to do some math. Now, if you're anything like me, you may know quite a bit about math, but it's not your best friend. Oh, jeez. Hello, this is Adrian Berg. And we are about to enter that part of our book, The Retirement Income Explosion, that asks you to do a little bit of math. Now, if you're anything like me, you know something about math, but if you had your own choice, you really wouldn't shake hands with it. The fact is that it can be intimidating to make the decision as to whether or not you will meet your goals in retirement, how much you need to save, how to invest to meet those goals. But it really is a worthwhile exercise for you to do together with your significant other, whoever is your partner in eventual retirement. So I decided that in addition to the charts in the book and the guide in the book, that I would just give you some verbal encouragement to make sure that you really do as much of this as you possibly can. And before I launch into some of the hints and tips, let me tell you the most important thing. You really don't have to do it yourself. Your financial planner will have all of the software needed to make the mathematical calculations that we talk about in this book. And so if you are lucky enough, brave enough, have the resources, you can certainly see your planner and go through these very items with them. Second of all, there are online, and there's so many online calculators that help you discover whether or not you are ready for your retirement, how much you should save, what the present value of your nest egg will be in the years to come. You don't have to do any of this by hand. So why do I include it as a really important chapter in the book? Because I feel that if you will read through it, if you will think about it, you really are going to get into control. You'll really be on top of these calculations. Then you can let others do it for you, or you can use a calculator for some of the steps, but you understand why we're doing this and what's important to you. So let me explain. I really do love the joke of old-time comedian Henny Youngman, "I have all the money I'll ever need, provided I die by 4 o'clock. Now, what is he really saying? Well, if we have longevity and we have a ripe old age, which is what the intent of this book is, maybe we don't have enough money. Well, you can calculate that, and let me explain the concepts behind that calculation. First, we ask you to find your enough number. That is the number that you would like to have as income. If the golden goose stepped right up in front of you and said, how much money would you like to have every month or every year for the rest of your life? If you have that answer, you've got a goal. When you have a goal, you can achieve it. It's really like a great line from Alice in Wonderland. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. The idea here is to know where you're going so you choose the right road. So the first question is, how much would you like to have in retirement as income? And to figure that out, you make a budget. But that's not enough, because what it would cost you to live today is not necessarily what it would cost you to live in retirement. So we add another factor to it. That factor is inflation. And if you looked at inflation today, you'd see it's very low. And many calculators don't even add any inflation. That's why I introduce you in this chapter to the CPI specifically for the older adult. It's called the ECPI or the elder CPI, and it gives you a notion of how much more things will cost for you in housing and healthcare and transportation, but how much less it may cost in other areas of expenditure. You don't have to know exactly what the inflation will be in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whenever you retire. How could you know it? But what you can do is understand it and choose a percentage for today. Usually we may see 3% inflation, 4% inflation, and the chapter shows you how to add that to the amount of your enough number and know how much you really will be spending more or less when you retire. Once you know that number, you can take the right road to get there. So we go a little further and we ask you, how much money do you already have that's guaranteed and will be available in the year you plan to retire? And we go through a list of where that money might come from. It could come from Social Security. It could come from two Social Securities. It could come from your pension. Maybe you have royalties. Maybe you're an author. I think of that for my own self. And you're going to have recurring income. Well, you add that up and you deduct it from the amount that you need. Lo and behold, if the amount of your guaranteed income at time of retirement is more or less the amount of your enough number, you can retire. You can retire in the date that you've selected. We really don't have to go any further. But the truth is, for most people, it is woefully less. And that's what we call the shortfall. Now, how can you make up for that shortfall? Well, there are three ways. One way is to change the enough number to actually spend less. That's certainly not our first choice, but there are many chapters in this book that will help you simply spend less. Some of them have to do with your health care, the cost of housing, and so on. Second way that you can fix that shortfall, so to speak, is to save more right now and invest it. If you do that, you're going to have to know how much your investment will yield to you by the time of retirement and how much of the shortfall it will make up. And one of the calculations we give you is just that. Third way, of course, is to work longer, and to create a pension that will give you more toward your enough number, or to pay in more to Social Security and have a higher Social Security amount. And we also show you how to do that in other chapters. But for now, for this calculation, we want to look and find out how much money you would have to save so that you can meet that enough number and not reduce it. Before we look at that, we look at one more factor. How much money have you saved that is not necessarily recurring, like Social Security or a pension? In other words, how much is in your IRA? How much do you have in the bank that is not there just for a rainy day, but for investment purposes? How much is in a 401k or a 403b or any other type of investment vehicle today, this minute? And if we put a growth factor to it, which you could choose, we have a variety that we use, the easiest being 5% a year growth. It will tell you pretty much how much money you will have in the year that you plan to retire. Once you know that, you can take a look at how much that will yield to you in income and see how much it decreases your shortfall. At the end of the day, you have a calculation which tells you more or less what you would like in income at the time of your retirement, more or less how much you have in ready income today, like pensions and Social Security at that date, more or less what your nest egg that you have today, like your IRAs, your savings, your 403Bs, can amount to or accumulate to realistically at the time of retirement. Add all that up, and you will see whether or not you have a shortfall. If you don't, you're ready to retire. If you do have a shortfall, then you'll be able to calculate how much more you have to save, how much of a pension you have to accumulate, or, sadly, how much less you have to spend to reduce your enough number so that it comes out pretty much even to what your income is. Once you've done that, you really have created the golden goose. And if you are particularly interested in guarantees, you go back to our chapters on annuities so that you can create a guaranteed contract with an A-plus rated annuity company to make sure that your shortfall and the gap, which we now call the longevity gap, is conquered.
This is the one.
The 8 steps?
The 8 steps. And I don't go through 8 steps. I tell them why I want them to do it and I can. But I think you should listen to it to see if you make the 8 steps.
Are you done?
I'm done. Now, let me tell you, but I would like to discuss with you for half a minute what isn't done.
You need more recording time?
No.